At 4 o'clock in the morning, the wedding party ended. My family was worried about Balash's desire to drive home. I was also worried. I suggested that he stay at my apartment or rent a room at the hotel. But instead, Balash's older brother followed him as Balash drove his car home. Balash arrived home safely, but shortly after that, his girlfriend invited him to another party. Balash got into his car and raced to the party. As he crossed over a small bridge, he crashed into a stone barrier. He was traveling at 140 kilometers per hour. The speed limit was only 50 kilometers per hour. Emergency care soon arrived, but it was clear that Balash had died immediately. His body was buried a few days later. Balash's mother was affected the most. She had an emotional breakdown. She went to a psychiatric hospital, a hospital for people with mental sicknesses. Still today, she needs help to deal with the loss of her son. She visits Balash's burial place every day.